Okay, everybody, we should be looking at the daily chart from complements of stock charts for the 13th Advanced Decline T. Has a double bottom, late November, mid-March. Red T just sketched in here. Left end peak in the early 07, early June 07, and it projects a top in the latter part of the summer, but it has a momentum peak that we've talked about, which is in the early part of May. The work that I've been doing on the after the market close at the T-Theory Foundation site is to try to interpret the nature of these breakouts, which if you're coming up from the March, you see you have a first wave up wave, and then you go into a consolidation pattern. And then you break out of that consolidation pattern, and you go up and you make a top, and then you pull back, and you're going through this odd what looks like to be it's called an ascending triangle, but it's a sort of a pyramidal it's a compression of volatility as you move into the apex of this triangle, which has got green bounds in it. It's quite a bit different than the ones that would preceded it, where it never got to an apex; it just popped out of it. And the question then is it's a little bit muddled, but it says third up wave question mark. So what you're doing is is you're trying to answer that question. And of course, the fact that the previous work we did said that there was a momentum peak in early May is quite good. The T's all come out. The investor client T's don't have any problems long term, except for sags. What they do is they get tired and they can pull back. So the fact that you happen to be in this consolidation pattern isn't a problem, because there's no sag, at least up to last Friday. There's no indication of a sag because the advanced decline line keeps rising in its bottoms on the lower part of the green line, rising up. It just can't break out across the level top line. So what you're going to do is you're going to get a short covering rally. It's going to blow it out of the top, but it's relatively indefinite on that time period, because everything that we have about the short range T chart says that we're already in a short range T, and there isn't any reason to go up, except that people are nervous about buying. And but that, you know, if you look at the long history of advanced decline T's, you'll find out this is quite common. And you got two kinds of ways to solve the problem. Well, there's my computer telling me what time it is. That's nice. Is that you either get to the question of whether you can't, you know, how do you break out of this pattern, or are you going to do any damage on the downside? As far as T-theory is concerned, the short-range T's have been confirmed, so we're not terribly worried about the bottom side, but we would like to see the thing break out, because it is an advanced decline T, and the advanced decline line is the thing that's supposed to be going up, along with it'll drag the equities up anyway. So I thought that Friday was pretty interesting. Friday you had a good set of numbers on the fundamental side. Market blasted off, then it came back down for some unknown reason, but it's really because it can't get out of the apex triangle. And then you saw that the gold went into a correction factor. Well, according to what I would construe in the gold is that the normal equities that are interest rate economically sensitive are likely to go inversely with the gold bullion. So I think the fact that you saw a sharp drop in the gold on Friday, and the breadth figures were good on Friday, it's almost trying to break out, suggests to you that you're starting to see the beginnings of where people are more interested in economically sensitive equities and less interested in gold. And that's the but that's basically what's going to happen as far as getting this thing to break out of the triangle pattern and start the third wave to the upside. You don't want to be discouraged on that to a subscriber if you're into gold, because it's part and parcel of the whole scheme of making the gold to be viable in its long range T. There are no long range T's for equities. And there's a 40-year cycle that's trying to kill it off, but it is good to have the inverse relationship because what'll happen is that the this triangle pattern for the advanced decline line, you're likely to get a, when it breaks out, which I think is likely to be shortly, you're going to get a big surge and it's all short covering. And then when that's all gone, you're going to find out that the nervous Nellies are still skeptical. You know, they're going to see everything that explodes is now being seen as a place to sell stocks, whereas in the last 20 or 30 years, every correction was a buying opportunity. So, you know, you have to plan on for that. So that the mixture of the concept of the mixture of having some gold against some equities is that they tend to offset in volatility. They're both in bullish trends, but they offset each other in volatility in a way that you don't want to have a portfolio where all of the volatility can gang up in one direction. You're trying to get things to be to balance out, to go a little bit opposite of each other, so that the net portfolio doesn't give you reasons to not be able to sleep at night. So it's really a combination of I think they're actually pretty good. I think as far as that forecast is concerned, is that the nervous analysis will it doesn't make any difference what the market breaks out or not. They'll be breakout. If it breaks out, they'll be nervous. They'll sell the stocks and they'll go over to the high yield bonds. If it doesn't go up, they'll get even more nervous and they'll go buy the high yield bonds. Okay, if it breaks out and the equities do good, it's a good idea to know what equities are breaking out, because it is a new wave, and it could be new leadership, but it could just be short covering. So I don't know that I'd get that excited about the whole thing. If there's a dramatic upside, which would be my forecast, you know, sometime in the near future, and the gold pulls back, I think you just find that the gold is going to go through a triangle pattern, just like this is going through it here. And so it's going to come down, it's going to come back up, and they're going to sell, the nervous gold bugs are going to sell off, and so, because one thing about gold bugs is they have no staying power whatsoever. The big thing about gold is that the portfolio managers that nailed the profits on the downside in the banks are coming up into gold as a you buy the bullion and you put it in a vault, you put it in a safe place, but you hold on to the physical metal. They're not trading the futures, which is a fictitious trade. It's actually taking over. And you have India buying gold bullion. They're gold bugs, which by their laws they have to go pretty much into the jewelry problem zones. Those are all absolutely necessary because the International Monetary Fund is in a gold selling program in order to try and take care of the economic problems in the poorer countries. So, you know, the whole thing turns out to be there are uptrends and they keep making these consolidations, which we call short range days. But you could look at this chart and figure out, you know, you don't have to do the volume oscillator or anything like that. You can just see this is a triangle pattern. And the advantage of looking at the market this way is that you can go back to the 1966 to the present pattern in the advanced decline line, and you can see how the advanced decline line traces out patterns. As far as we can see right now, this is one of the strongest rallies we've ever seen. Assuming that it breaks out of here, you have no instance of a correction of the type that you could look at in other examples where it got kind of ragged. You know, they kind of plunged, and but the plunge was adequately explained. You know, still the concept of an uptrend wasn't disturbed, but it was really scary. This, they haven't even got to the scary case on this one. If this happens. And I would have to, I'll close on these comments. If the advanced decline line, which I previously commented that there's no, the fact that the advanced decline line is underneath the 07 peak in early June, there's no memory in the market as far as the advanced decline line being there. There's a lot of people who look at the advanced decline line and say that I'm not going to be the person that wants to buy here to send it over that. But if that breakout occurs, and you do go well above the June 07 high, then you preclude in the long range chart the really neat tricks of cases of T8 and T9, where you form a top before you break out, and you can draw another T. In other words, your T8 you come up in T8 on the long term in the previous chart, and you make a top, and you pull back a little bit, and then you take off in T9, and you can do it because there's a declining tops pattern from an old T leftover ending in the period of 94-95. I guess it's 95. Okay, that's a neat trick, and you can do that because the echo responses will allow you to make a new T, and you look at T8 rally and then T9 follow on, it looks like you can't do anything wrong. I mean, the thing is just regenerating. But if you do take this T and you drive it out of the consolidation pattern and you blast it up into new highs, it's good for now, but you can never draw another T in. And that's where T13 goes out, with a few exceptions in history, which you'd have to consider, you know, as possibilities. You can't get out of the trap. T13 will just go overbought to some degree going into August of next year. And then the only reasonable conclusion is you have something like a 1 or 2 year market decline. There's no continuation on anything that's enduring, like the 40-year cycle, and that's the place where you're going to get into trouble as far as how do you make money and so forth, and how do you prevent yourself from saying that the T13 endpoint is a double dip in the recession? You know, people lose confidence in the whole thing, and then maybe they go off and buy the gold. You go down that route. So that's the direction that you're going to have to go, because it's all decision trees in the T's. And once you break out here, it's good for now, but you cut off all of these other bull market scenarios where the T's going up in the mega T. And it's hard to get out of that trap once you get into it. And so it's relatively, it's a short-term breakout, and it's given by the T's. It is a momentous occasion to see how this thing develops, and so we'll follow it on the daily charts. It's not a big I put that stuff over there because it's of interest to people who are interested in the short term, but the conclusion is what you're really interested in, and that's where the big strategy areas that doesn't have anything to do with this up and down stuff is. It's the big picture should be left in this chart here, and the short term stuff goes back into the daily commentary. Okay, so that's the story. That gives us a big picture. Next week, I have to talk to Stuart. Has found some very interesting things in my interest rate T's, which bring a new perspective on this advanced decline T, and introduces the idea that you can find a low after the August of 2010 top. It will predict where the next low is. A fall off low is. It's not necessarily the final low. It's just that if you're looking for a top, and then there's an automatic drop to a low, which occur about 3.5 months after the top. And he found that while he was working on the interest rate T's, and that's an interesting project, which I can also duplicate in my long term chart here too, because the data is all there from the. So we'll deal with that one, but hopefully we'll have some resolution of this breakout here, so that we can, you know, put this matter to rest as far as some of the long term the decisions that the long range T's can make will depend on whether that breakout occurs. If it breaks out, it's good for now and it's bad for later. But I kind of like to get that out of the way before I get into too many of the short term technical issues. That's it for this Sunday. Hope you found this to be useful, and it certainly exposes a lot of interesting ideas all in one package in the first chart, and we'll play with this as we go forward into the new year. Thank you.